Every moment of every day, with every breath you breathe and every song you sing, you and I have to make decisions that will affect the rest of our lives. But one decision is really easy to make. Shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Amazon, always open on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Tell a friend. This is your boy, Corey Blaze, and I want to thank you for subscribing, downloading, and sharing Fat Guy Radio Show. Without your continued support, we wouldn't be able to bring you this free show. So on behalf of all of us here at Fat Guy Radio Show, I say thank you. And now, here's an all-new show. Quick, go gather the kids. Now, where the hell is that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I had fun, too. Hey, listen, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
If I told you you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Sure would. Want to go to my place?
Sure do. All right, so finish your story. Now, why do you live with foster parents?
Well, because when I was like 9 or 10 years old, my parents pulled over on the side of the road to look at that big dinosaur out there in California.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Did you have a brother?
Mm-hmm, I did. So, you want to go back in the house? We can have sex.
She's your sister, dude. She's got to be, and you made out with her, man. What's wrong with you, you pervert? Well, I didn't know she was my sister when I kissed her, so it's not my fault. And she's one of the hottest girls on the planet. You just said your sister's hot. What a freak. You're going to hell, man.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show. From the BDB Production Studios in Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of the Valley of the Sun, it's Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
What is happening right now?
Oh, my.
You okay, Mocha?
I
think Mocha needs some energy.
Mocha!
Hold on.
What is wrong with you? What is happening right now?
Fueling.
Shazam!
Oh, man.
Yeah.
August 23rd, 2014. It's live from Studio G, bathing in with a sea sponge at the BDB Radio Network. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. And follow us on the Twitter
and the Instagram. At Fat Guy Radio Show. And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
.com Radio Fat.
And that's the way, I love it.
I love it. Share the spread the word about the show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show on all your social media. Today's show is brought to you by the Amazon Labor Day Deals. Look, you work your ass off every day. Some of you listening to this show right now are working for the man. You're slaving right now for the man. When you're ready to get your party on, and the last thing you want to do is work hard just to put a party together, especially one for Labor Day. Amazon makes it simple, quick, easy, and affordable. Shop from your computer, tablet, or your phone. Type in fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon in your browser and order all your Labor Day party needs. Your barbecue grills, gas and electric, boogie, woogie, woogie, lanterns, plastic chairs, salt shakers, door prizes, beer koozies, outdoor Bluetooth speakers, and more. Don't labor over planning your Labor Day. Get it?
Yeah. I get it.
Thank you very much. You boys are almost as entertained by this as I am. If you want it, Amazon has it through the Shop Amazon button on our website. On our website or directly from any web-enabled device at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Spread the word to another fellow laborer about the Labor Day deals.
Boogie woogie woogie.
Boogie woogie. Barbecue grills, gas, and electric. Boogie woogie woogie. Woogie, woogie.
It's electric.
Boogie woogie, boogie woogie woogie. It's hip to be square. Hell, the gang's all here. Everybody that matters. Folks, we've got another show planned for you. I'm sorry. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Bless the pygmies in Africa. I'm a little disheveled over here. All right.
He said everyone that matters.
Come on. You don't have to repeat it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What did I say?
blessed the pygmies in Africa.
Yeah,
especially the ones with the Ebola virus.
And the ones that matter. Here's the thing, folks. We've got a packed show for you today. Oh man. DT's here. DT's here.
I'm done. I'm gone now.
He wasn't ready.
No, I wasn't ready.
DT's here. And Lips over there.
Yeah.
Spinning the ones and twos.
Dude, that was your sister.
You banged your sister.
Oh,
but she's the hottest girl.
You just said your sister's hot. You freak. Nah, the funniest part of that is the part that comes after that scene.
See, that's what Lip was telling me when we were setting it up.
He goes back, and then he does have sex with her, and like he's banging her, and then she's like, "No, you're not my brother. My brother did this and that." And he's like, "Oh." So then they stop, and she goes, "If you want, you can pretend you're my brother." And so then it cuts to the outside, and you hear the squeaking of the bed, and she's just like, I'm your sister.
See, Lip told me to let the intro go to that part. I didn't listen.
You should have.
I didn't listen. I don't know the movie. What was it like? I don't watch Joe Dirt. I know that Dave Chappelle or whoever, David Spade.
Yeah, David Spade. Yeah. Two different colors.
David Chappelle Spade.
Same size, two different colors.
David Chappelle Spade grew up the street, you know, in Scottsdale, Arizona, but I still don't like him. Never have. Never been a fan.
He's pretty funny. I'm not going to lie. I really didn't like him that much, but until I started watching the show Just Shoot Me when I was a kid.
It's the same guy over and over. He's a wonder. And, you know, and of course, you know, if we ever got him on the show, you know, I'd lick him in all the right places. But until that happens, I'm not that big of a fan.
I like David Spade. I think David Spade's pretty funny. I know he's one-dimensional, but until recently, so was Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. And until he started doing credit card commercials.
Right.
And who would have known that credit card commercials would take your career to the next level?
Morgan Freeman knew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the other black guy.
Yeah.
No, that's Blair Underwood.
I just screwed him up because you said, who did you say at first?
Samuel Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson. Is he the what's in your wallet guy now?
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't mix him up.
No, you didn't.
But Morgan Freeman, does he do credit card commercials as well?
I think he did one. But he does a lot of voiceovers. He does a MasterCard read over, especially for the NFL.
I don't know. All black people look alike to me. What?
Uh-huh. So you're telling me when you look in the mirror, you see Denzel Washington?
When I look in the mirror, I see perfection.
Perfection of a white guy.
A white guy with a tan.
A very dark tan.
You notice that Lip thinks that perfection is only white?
I know, right? That's so racist.
Yeah, Lip, how dare you?
Who cares? The white guy's not here anyways.
There is no white guy. I don't know what you're talking about. Lil D's not white. All right, so I've had myself a little bit of a busy morning here on Saturday, and I don't normally have a busy morning because I like to focus on the show.
Yeah.
So when I wake up in the morning, after I'm done thinking about you, I switch my mind over, and after I'm done thinking about myself, I switch my mind over and think about the show.
Okay.
Well, this morning I wake up, birds are chirping, the alarms, I left my alarms on for some reason from my normal work schedule.
I do that too sometimes.
That's the worst thing you can do, especially on the weekend.
Oh, man, tell me about it.
So I get up, work schedule time, so I'm up, I'm alive, I'm not alert, I'm not happy, but I'm up and I'm alive. And I had some errands that I needed to run. I needed to get my oil changed and my vehicular, and had a couple of other things that I needed to get done. So I went to, I'm going to say it, the Walmart. Yes, I went to the Walmart.
Huh?
Because I don't have a problem with the auto section, the auto repair shop of Walmart.
They're actually pretty good.
Because I don't have to go into the store where I realize that's where the weirdos are.
All the time.
That's where the creepy people of Walmart are.
Yeah, because the other creepy people at Walmart don't have cars.
No, they don't. They don't. They have horses, buggies, and they fly in on bats.
My sisters.
Yeah, your sisters and all of your family are up there in Wally World. So I go in, and the Walmart that I go to is the Cobblestone Walmart up at Norterra. So I spent my whole morning at Norterra and experienced quite a few different things. So I go and I get the old oil ripped out of the car, put back in, and the guy that was there, the service guy that was there, he was very nice.
Did they lube it?
They did lube it. And I'm sure the service guy wanted to. And
so it was consensual lubing.
It was consensual lubing. I allowed him to lube it.
Was it warm?
It was warm.
Nice.
And it came out very quickly.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Very rapidly.
So it wasn't a long lube. It was a short lube.
It was a short lube, but it was an effective, quick penetrating lube.
So that's great. Was that the lubiest you ever been lubed?
That is the lubiest I have ever been lubed. I have never been that lubidious before in my life.
Lubidious.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I can't go no more after that.
Yeah, that was great. So I go to the Wally World and I drop the car off at the back with the one armed guy. And
did he have three fingers?
No, dude had one arm and he's working in the auto shop. Now listen, DJ, don't laugh. It's not right. The dude trying to earn a living. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, but honestly, I worked on cars before. How much are you going to do to your car with one arm?
You can take tire pressure.
That guy is just there trying to earn a living because he's got a lot of glove to buy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You're looking for nub in all the wrong places.
My headset fell off. Oh. My headphones fell off. Yeah, so, that guy is over there hoping to get at least one cab, you know, so I went over and I was talking to Eileen.
You can do the Michael Jackson without the glove.
That's wrong.
I'm sorry.
Man probably had a little shrink arm in his there, and he was probably born that way. You know, you never know.
Take my strong hand.
You know, so I reached out and gave him a high four. And the people, see, that's not right. What's wrong with you?
I bet you only had two teeth. Right?
I didn't high five him. We chest bumped.
Did he have one eye?
No, he had both of his eyes, not both of his arms. Now it could be very well that the arm may have just been in a sling from a car falling on him a week ago.
About a week ago. Week ago.
You know, it couldn't have been the fact that he was, you know, the one-armed bandit of Walmart. That's not what I was calling him, and nor did I stare.
You totally stared.
And
you
totally have sunglasses.
You totally called him one-armed bandit of Walmart.
I looked at wah, wah, wah. Ba-da-da-da-do. Wah, wah, wah. Ba-da-da-da-do.
You called him Clint?
I did call him Clint. So after I chest bumped him, it was literally a one-armed guy there. So needless to say, the Walmart show does spill into the auto bay.
He gives everybody that half church hug.
Yeah, I don't know why, but when he rang me up on the register, I got half off. Here's the thing. I'm sorry. Please send your complaints to littled@somebodys.com. I'm sorry. Lord forgive me. Bless the pygmies in Africa. That's not right. That man was probably born with a short arm.
Probably.
You know what I mean? It probably doesn't have a very good active porn watching life because you only got one hand.
It's hard to switch to porn when your hand's full of lube.
Because he was definitely lubidious. Here's the thing. So I get the car oiled up, and I had told Lip after a few weeks ago that I needed to get my ears re-pierced because my ears had closed up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, I normally, if you've noticed some of the pictures on the gallery on faggotradioshow.com, I'm a little blinged out, you know what I mean? When I walk in, you know, I want y'all to see a little blingity, 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 bling.
That's what sound effects are for.
Thank you. I want to get blinged out.
I like how you coincide the
bling. Yeah, with my spirit fingers. Please.
But like it ended right when the little chimes.
Yeah, because I'm a radio
climax,
professional.
Climax.
Professional entertainer is what I am. Professional.
Very lubidious, too.
Very lubidious. If I figure out how to spell that, that's going to be the title of the show because we made that word up. Lubidious. Maybe we'll just take the lip off of Philippius and put lube on the front and it'd be lubidious.
I like that. I think that's perfect.
I think that'll work too. So I want to get my ears
sounds
pierced.
Good to me.
So I the auto shop area at the Wally World is connected right to the guns and the hunting and the fishing area and all that other kind of stuff. So while I was going through there, I grabbed a couple of bulletproof vests because I knew I was going to have to go into the store and deal with all of the cornucopia of the who's of Walmart. Here's the thing. This was like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
It was very early. The weird people clearly don't get up that early in the morning.
No, you only get the early birds who walk around Walmart with hand weights.
Right. Or exercise. Or the early birds that have been there from the night before because Walmart is 24 hours. There was a couple of guys that walked in front of me and the stench coming off their ass tells me they've been there for a while.
Probably a couple days.
Oh, good God. So I walk over because you told me, Lip, that Walmart does ear piercing. Now, I know people are probably sitting back right now here thinking, I'm Corey Blaine. What are you doing? Going to Walmart to get your ears pierced. You are Corey Blaine. Well, I thought I'd try because I wanted to be a normal person.
I'm sorry, but I'm listening to the story right now.
See, you are involved. I am so entertaining right now. You are all engulfed in the show.
I'm engulfed in the show, but not only that, but someone of your learned doctor.
My learned doctor.
You're a learned doctor. You've gone to Harvard.
Yes, I have. Yes.
Harvard.
And you're so regal and
so classy.
Why would you be taking advice from the hired help? I'm just saying.
You just call Lip the hired help.
Well, he is.
He's not.
Is he not hired on to be the producer of the show?
Yes.
Is that not helping you?
But this isn't an Oprah Winfrey movie. The help.
Yeah.
Get it? The help? Get it? Thank you, Lindsay. I'm going to be here all week.
Poop pie.
Poop pie.
But, okay, when you just said that Flip told you.
Yes.
Flip told you that they do piercing in Walmart.
Yeah.
I immediately looked to him like,
what you talking about, Philippians?
In my 37 years of life.
37. 37.
In my 37 years of 73 life.
73 years old.
73. Sexy.
I've been 82 for 2.5 days now.
Mm-hmm.
And for 2.5 days, I've never heard of
never
them doing
heard.
Piercings in Walmart. I
really?
Heard you can buy earrings in Walmart.
Yes.
I know you can buy belly rings in Walmart.
Yeah.
You can even buy a private ring in Walmart.
You can buy one of those Prince Charles.
Nice.
But I ain't never heard of them piercing a body at Walmart.
Now,
unless you are stacking the shelf in the pitchfork aisle and you get pierced by that.
Or you're stacking the shelf in the fishing lure of a hook aisle and one just gets caught in your ear. Then your ear is pierced.
Yeah, then you're
pierced. But Lip, didn't you not tell me that?
I did.
Right. And you know what, DT? I'm here because we're breaking news whenever it feels like breaking right here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Okay.
There you go, Lip. We can hear it now.
Get tired.
Damn, yeah. That was long.
That was the longest timpani I ever heard.
I could barely hear it. Let's see if we can do it again here. I'm turned all the way up over here. Let's see. It's true! Walmart does pierce your ears, but the girl, they only have like 2 or 3 people that are certified to do it, and she didn't happen to be there at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess you learn something new every day.
I do learn something new. I do learn that big, fat, black guys should not walk into little girl boutique stores.
Yeah.
What?
To get piercings.
I opened up after I learned that they didn't pierce the piercing girl at the Walmart. God, that sounds so horrible. I'm Corey Mother Effin' Blaze. I should not be going to Walmart. I should not go to Walmart to get my piercing. Corey Blaze. So I ran out of Walmart as quickly as I possibly can over to the AutoZone area where two guys gave me 3 handshakes.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry. I returned to the
way. Oh, man.
Two guys gave me 3 handshakes, 2 on one guy, and then one guy, he just couldn't complete the 4th. He tried, but he couldn't do it.
He just gave you a handshake twice with the same
I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and my arm is going to be gone. I'm so sorry. Lord, forgive me. For I know exactly what I do. So I go back out to the auto zone area at the Walmart there. It's two companies in one. And I get my keys back from the really friendly guy. He was a very nice guy. I told him about the show, so we're not going to pick on him. But he was very friendly, and I wrote my number on the back of my card. So I got my keys, and I left the Walmart. Did you get that one?
I got that
one. I dropped that lip.
Straight over his head.
Right over his head. That's okay. I'll continue on. I'll draw pictures later. Get the keys, get in the car, turn the car on. They did the oil change very quickly, very rapidly. And I just Google searched on my phone, ear piercing, because I wanted to get my ears pierced. Ear piercing. And this boutique popped up on my phone, and it was a location at Norterra. And on the other side of this break, I'll tell you what happened when my big fat chocolate ass pulled up to Norterra in a mall of note and went into this little girl's boutique store to get my ears pierced. It was the most awkward exchange, and I will tell you exactly how I felt right after this on the other side of this break. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. To tell me what you think
about me. Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And this is Daniel Taylor,
inviting you to check out Full Court Press Radio on FullCourtPressRadio.com. Part of the BDB Radio Network. One great thing about our show is our producer doesn't talk.
So it's a lot less likely that he screws up our show every week, like Philippius on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Another great thing is we aren't hungry and winded after we make it up the stairs to the studio.
And finally, our white guy doesn't talk about bands nobody cares about.
Who?
And he bays.
So enjoy our Totally Us,
Totally Sports,
and Totally Loud show every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. on FullCourtPressRadio.com.
It's us. It's sports. It's loud.
Welcome back. That show's not very loud. All right, folks. This portion of the show is brought to you by our vaping friends in the East, Halo Cigs. Oh, actually, no, it's not. Well, hell, we'll do it anyway. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo 6. I got ahead of myself, Lip. Sorry. New script. My bad. We'll give it to him anyway. Halo 6. There's many e-niglets out there, companies that are that are popping up every day, but they can't offer you what Halo 6 can offer you. Last Saturday, we all left, piled into a rental car, and drove all the way out to the land where time forgot, and we were in a rental car the entire time. Nobody could smoke. On the dashboard, there were two great big no smoking signs stuck to that beautiful little rat car. So nobody could smoke in that vehicle whatsoever, except for your boy, because I was vaping with Halo 6. I ripped out my G6 Emerald Green model with my 20 milliliter bottle of Sub-Zero e-liquid. And while one battery I was vaping on, the other battery was charging on the USB charger that comes in your starter kit with Halo 6. Man, I'm good at this. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. Get everything you need right through the Halo 6 banner on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. DT, give it to me and make it feel good.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
Very good, DT. Thank ye. I'm a creep.
Why? Or is that the song?
No, I'm a creep.
Oh, okay. Why are you a creep?
Okay.
Did you bang your sister too?
I did not bang her sister.
Your sister was hot?
No, I did not say my sister was hot. I'm a creep. Have you ever heard of a store called Claire's?
Yes, that's the store with all like the teeny bopper jewelry.
Yeah.
With unicorns and like hot dog earrings.
Unicorns and flip flops that you wear as jewelry.
And then they got gossamer that it's supposed to be skirts, but it's just gossamer.
Mm-hmm. They have sunglasses with glittery bows on the end.
I believe when you walk into the store, there's a cutout of SpongeBob that goes, imagination, and a rainbow over his head.
It was a cutout. It wasn't SpongeBob. It happened to be, what was that girl's name? Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift was playing in the store very loudly.
She's pretty hot.
I agree. That's fine. The reason why I ended up in Claire's is because Claire's is what showed up in my Google search bar when I typed in earring piercing. Excuse me.
Honestly, I'm thinking of places to get your ears pierced.
Yeah.
And I think given your demeanor, your like who you are.
Sure.
The only place that you could have got your ears pierced and not been like completely like out of place would have been Claire's.
Okay, well, I didn't know that because I looked at their app on their phone and it just looked like an earring piercing place.
Yeah.
I didn't go into what the store really offered. I thought I was going to walk in there and it was going to be an earring piercing place. A place of note, a place of caliber, because it is at Norterra.
Yeah.
And for those of you listening to the show around the world, Norterra is located in the very far North Valley of Phoenix, and it's like the Scottsdale of the North. It's a higher end. You find a lot of more. Right across the street from the Claire's is the Secret of Victoria. You know? And so there's a lot of little boutique shops in there, and that's also the location where we go to see movies.
Yes.
Sometimes after the Full Court Press radio taping, we drive all the way up there because it's one of those theaters that Corey goes to because it's in Norterra. It's like the Biltmore of the North.
Yeah. It's like upper echelon.
It is a little upper echelon. So I expected to walk in there and see. I did not expect. So I pull up. Number one, I'm early.
Okay.
You know, because the car was done getting its oil change at 8:30. Their website said they didn't open up until 10. So I took a drive up through Cave Creek and realized that that area was very, very pretty, but there'd be no way I'd be able to ever live there because everybody lives on the mountains, and I would probably experience bugs and creatures that I didn't even know existed. But it's a beautiful area up there. Even though the speed limit is negative 30, there were old ladies walking backwards going faster than the speed limit. But I went up there, so finally spent a little time up there, cruised around, you know what I mean? Looked at a little bit of the shops, and then when the clock struck 10, headed back down to Norterra, and went to Claire's. Walked in there. As soon as I got out of my car, all I saw was pink. Everything was nice. Pink and glittery. I says, I told myself, we going in this store. Man the hell up and let's go in this store. So I tucked my boys behind me and I walked into the store and Taylor Swift is just playing and booming as loud as it possibly can. And I literally startled the 17-year-old white girl that was in there working, because she probably did not expect her first customer of the day was going to be me. She was not expecting to turn around and see Big Sexy standing there talking about, can I get my ears pierced? So the reason why I went is because on their website, and this is a nice plug for them because everything went very well. On their website, they say the ear piercing is free. You just got to buy the kit, which I needed the kit because my ears had closed up. So I needed the cleaning solution and the instructions and the time frame and all that other stuff. And on their app, I was able to see the styles of earrings and everything. So I was all pretty prepared because, you know, as it's well documented on the show, I am the planner, and I wanted to know what I was going into. The only thing I wasn't aware of was the prices. I had overestimated the price because it is Norterra. I figured that they had just bumped the prices up. Let's go around the room with all the most important people that should be here right now. Let's go around the room and see what everybody's guess is about how much you think I paid. Lip, we'll start with you because we know this is going to be anticlimactic. How much do you think the starter kit for my ear piercing was?
$35.
$35. I'm sorry, that's not what we were looking for. Please collect your consolation prize at the door. Mocha Cub, let's go to you. What do you think I paid for my ear piercing?
Wait, so you said you overestimated?
I overestimated myself because it was Norterra.
Okay.
So
you needed a cleaning solution.
I need the cleaning solution.
You needed the earrings.
I needed the earrings.
And that was it. Well, what else came in the kit?
I think that's it.
That's it? So cleaning solution, that's probably like $10.
Okay.
I'm going to say you pay like $22.75.
It was exactly $22.75. Oh, my God. Were you there?
Was it really $22.75?
It was really $22.75.
I finally won. Oh, yeah.
You will get your prize right after the show.
All right.
$22.75 is what the whole thing was. And they did range in prices, though, because if you get the more flashier earrings. But, dude, I was in there. It was so weird. The aisles were small. Everything was on a little spinny turnaround thing. I was bumping in. I literally felt like I should have been that. I should have, like, you know, pops or like a sign in my yard during Halloween saying there's no candy here. I felt like a creepy guy in there. Like, I should have walked in there and said, hey, don't matter, turn and take your shirt off. I got some popsicles down in the shelter. I felt like a pedo. Well, it was so weird because people walking by, walking their dogs, the disinterested security guard, he slept, walked by, and looking at me, and I'm just thinking in the back of my head, and she's sitting there, she's popping on the gloves, you know, like the doctors do. Like, they're probably thinking, well, that clearly that guy's in the wrong place.
Yeah.
You know, and it's tucked away in the back of Norterra, so you're not seen from the main road, which is Happy Valley. So I'm behind everything because it's located between the Paradise Bakery and the B-Dubs.
Okay.
It's in that little driveway behind the main driveway, behind the Best Buy driveway.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm just, dude, it was just so creepy because I'm like, okay, while I'm waiting, while she sets up, what do I do? I'm not going to pick up and try on these little, you know, these little glittery glasses. There weigh nothing in there. No, I couldn't even fit the rings in there.
You want the unicorn earrings?
No, I don't want the unicorn earrings.
Oh, man, I would opted for the unicorn.
Oh, my
but
God.
Honestly, I know you felt like a creep, but I think that would have been the best place for you because the alternative would be going to like one of these like ratty kind of tattoo parlors where they do piercings at. And those places, you get like this big, bigger than you, this big white guy or some Samoan dude with
big
tattoos.
Burly guy.
Tattoos all on his face.
They got
and
the Rock. The Rock piercing my ears.
His name is Bubba.
Bubba.
Bubba the Rock.
He just made bail, and that was the only place he could get a job.
They don't even have the gun.
No.
What they do is they numb your ear with a piece of ice, and they say, bite this. And what it is they give you this towel that you hope is clean, but you don't really know because it's not a white towel, it's a brown towel.
And you get a shot of whiskey.
You never know what's on the towel.
You get a shot of whiskey, too.
You get a shot of rum.
Rum!
But they don't give it to you in a shot glass. They stick it up your butt.
Oh,
and then,
yeah!
And then they just take like this giant nail.
Uh-huh.
It looks like it's been rusted for... It actually looks like the nail they took out of Jesus Christ's hand.
There you
and
go.
And they shove it in your ear.
Yeah, and it sounds like that when they put it in your ear. I was thinking that that's the place that I wanted to go.
That's not the place you want to go.
I went into Claire's and the girl was very, very gentle. She did it. I'm pierced up. I know you can probably, that's why my headphones are on kind of weird because they're still a little sensitive. But I did. I just got the little small, little, you know, sterling silver studs.
They look nice.
Yeah. And I'm going to keep them very low key for my day job, but it's the reason why my headphones are a little off-putting, but it was just creepy being in there. But after that, because I've had myself a morning, I decided that, you know, I'm going to go do a little shopping, and okay. I happened upon one of those bathing stores. I don't know what the name of it was, but I saw it because I needed a new bathing loofah.
Loofah.
You needed a loofah?
I needed a loofah. So I brought my loofah into the studio. Because I also bought something else, and I wanted to know, have you guys ever heard of a sea sponge?
Sea sponge.
No, I haven't heard of it.
Sea sponge versus the loofah is the body challenge that I have accepted upon myself.
The body challenge.
Right. So I have a loofah, and it is brown. It's a brown loofah because, you know, sometimes, DT, when you're bathing, you hit those zones where you know there are, and this is brand new. This isn't one that I've used. You hit those zones where maybe there's a little something extra there that you don't necessarily want to see appear on your bathing sponge before you wash your face.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Okay. So we got the loofah, which is what I normally use to bathe. I use the loofah to bathe. That's why I'm so silky smooth today. That's silky smooth for radio. Then I saw this.
SpongeBob.
It's not SpongeBob.
SpongeBob's dead.
It's SpongeBob's grandpa. The sea sponge.
Sea sponge.
Everybody's just staring at the sea sponge.
I lost for words.
Like, what the hell?
So, I was playing a game.
What do you use to bathe?
I use a loofah.
You use a loofah.
I use a loofah.
When you got all that sexy bokeh in the shower.
I use loofah.
This loofah, this thing right here, I'm holding up a brown loofah, and on it, just in case you're confused, it does say Le Sponge.
Le Sponge. And
so you're not confused.
That's the thing I want to talk about. Is because when you came in here, you said you had loofah and sea sponge. I said, is there a difference? And you said, yeah, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
But in all actuality, if you really think about it, there isn't a difference because the old loofahs were made out of sea sponge. I played a game, and that was one of the questions. And it was like, was it made out of sea sponge or gourd or and like it was all kinds of stuff. And they're the same thing. It's just that now we make our loofahs out of plastic. So the sea sponge is now the sea sponge. But it used to be known as the loofah.
So they really are the same thing.
Well, probably texturally, they're different now just because of how they're made in the fabric.
Have you ever used a sea sponge?
I never used a sea sponge, but that looks cool. I want to use one.
I kind of want. You can't use this one because I'm actually going to put this on my body.
I think I've used one once. It feels like sandpaper.
I think I'm going to buy one tonight. Going to the Walliest of Worlds.
The Walliest of Worlds? I don't know if they have them at the Walliest of Worlds.
I'm sure they have them at
from
the
some boutique that I walked in and immediately started sneezing because it smelled like some 40-year-old fat bitch that drives a truck through the drive-thrus. I walked in there and I'm like, oh my God, it was horrible. But I bought the loofah and I bought the sea sponge because I liked the fact that it was called a sea sponge.
Did you go to Floor, Toilet, and Beyond?
I think I did go to Floor, Toilet, and Beyond because there were.
You get it?
Yes.
You get it, Flip?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You get it?
Flip's a little slow.
You got it. Floor, Toilet, and Beyond?
Yes.
I did go to Floor, Toilet, and Beyond. I think that's what the name of the store was. But this one was just for, you know, where the stinky bitches go to get cleaned up. The stinky bitches go. Because there was nothing but monkey winches and wash your ass equipment in there. Yeah. And that's where I got these from. Because, you know, bitches need to be cleaned too.
Bitches need to be cleaned too.
Bitches got to be cleaned. I'm cracking myself up today.
You know what? This bitch has got to be clean, too. Oh, I'm done. I am done. No. Bitch wasn't ready.
Yeah. So me and Stanky Bitch is in there just buying loofahs and sea sponges. She getting all those sprays and stuff knowing ain't nobody going nowhere near her. If you got to use all that stuff.
You know what?
Something
I'm
wrong.
Not gonna lie. Those sprays get on my last nerves.
Yeah, we don't want to. We taste that, ladies.
No, the reason why those sprays get on my nerves is because these women.
Yes.
I'm gonna. I digress. Let me revert back. Mm-hmm. These stanky bitches.
Yeah, the stanky bitches.
Yeah.
These stanky bitches.
Stanky bitches. Stanky. Bitches.
Think that this spray is an alternative. But taking a shower.
It's not.
It is not an
alternative. I'm here. Don't come up rubbing up on top of me trying to think that you didn't spray it a couple of spritz. And for all you old ladies that I work with that don't listen to the show because you don't know it exists, just because you go out there and you smoke a half a pack of cigarettes and you come back into the office, don't mean you don't smell like tobacco. You just smell like flower-petaled tobacco. You ain't doing nothing with that spray. We know your secret. We know what you did last summer, and you smoked. Stop trying to cover it up. Just come in there smelling like tobacco.
And
stop smoking tobacco and start vaping, you stank bitches.
Yeah, and you other stank bitches, if y'all really want to get rid of that smell,
Stop
using that spray and use some of that vinegar and water and hit it with that snapback.
You need to
snap that kitty back.
Ranch your monkey. You need to ranch your monkey.
Ranch the monkey.
Get you a ranch monkey and wrench out your monkey. That's what you got to do. Because your monkey is, pissed. DJ, do it for Ustream. Go ahead, take your headphones off and do it for Ustream. If you're watching this on Ustream right now, DJ is doing a playlist, a monkey band.
I can't hold it much longer.
Oh,
I can't
Jesus. Hold it too long. Monkey playlist. He's doing a monkey playlist.
Oh God!
There are literally. But you don't. Lip. What do you use when you shower?
Everything.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
toilet paper.
Wash rag.
He gets out of there looking like the mummy.
Yes.
Because all
the other day I used the sports section.
All how the toilet paper dries up after he gets on the
Sometimes I use the shower curtain.
When I run out, I use my bare hands.
Oh, leaves. Tobacco leaves.
I used
cocoa
the dog
beans.
The other day. My little cousin Pedro.
He's pretty hairy. Oh, God. You use Pedro in the shower?
Yeah.
No, do you use a loofah or have you ever used a sea sponge?
I believe so. It feels like sandpaper.
How so? Like it's scraping your skin?
Can I see it?
Yeah, go ahead. You can touch my sponge. Yeah.
Actually, it does feel like it's a little rough. But it's going to be wet with soap. Yeah, I feel like once you start doing that, because it kind of feels soft at the same time.
Yeah, it's going to get lubidious after you get all the soap and stuff on it. DT, you do realize you handling that, and I'm going to be putting it all over this sexy chocolate over here. Oh, that does it. Oops, wrong one. Damn it, wrong bay.
Now you can wipe yourself.
Now I'm going to wipe myself. I'm going to sleep with this thing. What are you talking about?
But use that right.
Let's go ahead and just put this right down here.
Put that anywhere you like.
So you've never used a sea sponge?
No, but I think I might.
I think you should try it. I'm going to try it. Isn't that weird?
No, I don't think it's weird at all. I think it's new to try new ways to clean yourself. Because, you can always use the same method you always done.
Yep.
But, I mean...
Well, you know what they say. That's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Exactly.
Pay attention. Write that down.
So if you guys want to try to get... If you're unsatisfied with your cleanliness...
Yeah, stank bitches.
Switch it up.
Switch it.
Use that vinegar and that snapback. Ranch your monkey. Use a sea sponge.
Yeah.
Heck, go ahead and take a bath with some acetone.
Yeah, a little acetone bath, because I got a little acetone when I got my nails did today, too, because I also went and got my nails did. All right, on the other side of this break, folks, you guys had a lot to say about our Robin Williams show last week, so we've got a couple of letters from some of your responses about the Robin Williams show. Thank you, everybody, that listened to that. We'll get to those on the other side of this break right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
You know that I could use somebody. You know that I could use somebody.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show, I got to tell you about this sponsor. We tell you about it all the time, but this sponsor is actually making you podcasters' lives a lot easier than you realize. It's a little app called Stitcher Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio. Let me tell you what the Stitcher Smart Radio does. You can download this app in your iTunes store or in Google Play store, any of your app stores for your app-enabled device. Stitcher Smart Radio allows you to stream your favorite show, this show, the Michael Mara Show, Adam Carolla Show. Yes, I'm plugging other podcasts because I'm not afraid to do that, like some of the podcasts that I just mentioned. You can stream all of them right to your phone through the Stitcher Radio app, and it's free. This is what you do. When you register your app, that's when you put your email in there so they can send you those alerts, like the one that I got that told me that Robin Williams had died. You register that, and at the top of it, it says how you heard about us, and you simply put in Fat Guy Radio. That's FatGuyRadio, and you hit the send button, and you're registered. You don't get inundated with emails from Stitcher. You get a prompt to let you know that some of your favorite shows have posted new shows. So you don't have to remind yourself. You don't have to go to a computer. You don't have to sync your phone to it. Stitcher Radio really makes it easy for all of you podcast listeners and live stream listeners. Even if you want to catch the latest news. When Robin Williams died, I could have clicked on the pop-up that I got on my iPhone, and it would have immediately played me the latest recorded news story related to Robin Williams dying. You can get all of that and all of those extras through the Stitcher Radio app through fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio. And when you do, make sure you enter in the How You Heard About Us button, Fat Guy Radio Show. Yeah. Stitcher ain't never had a read like that. Think about that, Stitcher. All right. So after we were done hanging on each other after last week's show and crying and stuff, DT, you okay over there? I hope you are.
You
right.
know that I can use somebody.
He's having his moment.
I close my eyes and a black guy is all I see.
Yeah.
He's really big. Yeah, his name starts with a C. You know that I can use somebody. You know that I could use somebody. Someone like Corey. And all I see. Love this song, man. It's a good song. All right, so what were we talking about last week? We were hanging on each other?
We were hanging on each other, crying, and Robin Williams had died.
I wasn't crying. I was actually just hanging on you.
You were hanging on me.
I was crying. I'm not going to lie. I was crying tears of joy.
Well, yeah, tears of joy.
For hanging on you.
Yeah, you were hanging on me. Yeah. See, he's taking the energy to a whole another level, so I don't want to talk about the sad Robin Williams emails now.
Last week actually was a very serious show.
It was a very serious show, and we don't do that often, and we won't do that often. That's why we came in today. And the first thing Lip yelled at all of us is, silly, silly, waka, waka, silly, silly, waka, waka.
And then he said chaka, Fuzzy chaka. Wuzzy was a bear, and Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. So Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't really Fuzzy Wuzzy. Oh, did you get it, Lip? Oh, my gosh. You got to wake up, bro.
He's not up. He's not going to be
Man.
Up. Well, we got a couple of letters that came in, and we haven't opened up the Fat Guy Radio Show listener bag. And these letters came to... A lot of them are people that are on my Facebook page, so they kind of just reached out, which is what some people do. A lot of listeners that like the Fat Guy Radio Show Facebook page send me friend requests as well, and, you know, it's just all good. If they want to deal with my shenanigans that I put up on my Facebook page, the little that I do, so be it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So these are some letters that came directly from them. So we haven't opened up the mailbag very often, so I'm trying to find the mailbag music. Lip, do we still have the mailbag music?
Yeah, it's on page 6.
It is on page 6. You are absolutely right. So let's go to the Fat Guy Radio Show listener mailbag with some of your responses to the Robin Williams Show. Here's one letter that starts off, says, "Hey, Corey, I listened to the Robin Williams Show. It was a different show than you normally do, but it was a great way to spotlight the mental health needs of this country. I've also struggled with depression and bipolar disorder. You are right. There is always a speck of light, as you put it, in your darkest corner. Love the show. Thanks for being so open. Gilbert T. in Albuquerque, New Mexico." That was pretty nice of him. You know what I mean?
Nice.
We really pour. If you haven't listened to that show, I'm not going to recap it. Go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to it, and you'll realize why these letters are so amazing. Here's another letter that comes, says Corey, another email that comes, says, "Corey, oh my God, I never thought your normally crazy show would bring me to tears. I loved Robin Williams. I had all the great memories you all had as well. There were some memories of Robin Williams I had forgotten until you guys brought them up on the show. What a great show. Who cares if you do the funny or not? Every once in a while, you guys just need to be who you are. Keep it up. Yolanda G in Tempe, Arizona." Thank you, Yolanda, for listening. This one here, I'm going to turn this music off because this is a little bit more serious. Not to bring the show down. Corey, I took your show about Robin Williams and depression and played it for my mom. I have been trying to tell my mom forever that she needs to get some help. The way you explained how people have depression or who knows of someone with depression needs to get help, I let her hear that part. She hasn't called the number, but I think she will. I used what you said to prove to my mom that I'm not trying to hurt her or call her stupid. I'm just trying to get her help. After my dad died in 2011, my mom has never been the same. I've let her listen to your show when I'm listening to it, and she laughs every now and again, especially when you go into your Bernie Mac angry voice. But this time, I played the show just so she could hear you guys and what you said about depression. I hope my mom calls the number and gets some help, but if she doesn't, I want you to know that your show at least gets a smile out of her. I love the show. Hope to meet you guys someday. Kaylin L. in Surprise, Arizona." You know, it's letters like that that make this worth it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we appreciate you, Kaylin, for listening. Now, everybody didn't see what we saw or didn't see eye to eye on everything we said.
Yeah.
So I had to throw this one in because this guy, he may have come across a little bit as a dick, but you know what? We keep it level and even keel on the show. And this guy had very quickly, but he called us out on something, and we'll debate it here if we feel he's wrong. He writes, "Hey guys, love the show, but I must correct you on crowning Robin Williams as the first Madea. The first Madea would actually be Jerry Lewis, as he did the first Nutty Professor back in the late 70s. I haven't fact-checked this, but I'm pretty sure. Anyway, love you guys, and yes, DT is fine as hell, boy. Brian from Chicago, Illinois.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, Brian. Yeah, he is fine as hell, ain't he? Yeah, he is fine as hell.
He's coming for
so that DT. Was Jerry Lewis... I remember Jerry Lewis did the Nutty Professor, but did he dress in drag in that?
And that's my question, because Eddie Murphy redid the Nutty Professor, and in the second Nutty Professor, in the first Nutty Professor...
Right.
That Eddie Murphy did, he did not dress as drag at all. It wasn't until The Clumps, which was the second Nutty Professor,
exactly,
that he went into drag.
And when Jerry Lewis did it, because I watched the first Nutty Professor, I've seen the first Nutty Professor, he played a lot of characters, but I can't recall, like Eddie Murphy did in the Nutty Professor that we're all familiar with. Jerry Lewis did play a lot of characters, but I can't recall if one of his characters was a woman. If one of those characters were a woman, Brian in Chicago may have a point.
Well, I'm gonna have to go see that movie because I haven't seen the original Nutty Professor with Jerry Lewis.
You've never seen the original?
No.
It's in black and white.
I don't mind.
It's not too often.
And
sorry about that.
Before Eddie Murphy did the second Clumps,
yes,
I believe he dressed as a woman. Him and Arsenio Hall both. No, I think it was just Arsenio dressed as a woman in
Coming to America.
Coming to America. I don't think Eddie Murphy did.
But if it was a ancillary character, do we really count that as being the first Madea? Because Madea is the character that is full on. Robin Williams did Mrs. Doubtfire, and it was all about Mrs. Doubtfire. If
that
Jerry Lewis did a throwaway character like Eddie Murphy did in The Clumps, I don't think that really classifies as the first drag.
So we're saying, in order to be the first Madea, you have to have done a movie where the storyline revolves around the drag character.
Yes.
Okay. And with that being said, I don't think Jerry Lewis is the first Madea. I still think that Robin Williams was the first Madea.
I would agree with that because Robin Williams did Mrs. Doubtfire, and it was the focus of the movie. Tyler Perry did Madea, and it was the focus of his plays that turned into his movies, but Robin Williams still did it first. So,
Brian L.
Brian, sorry, your theory, even though you said you haven't fact-checked it, is busted. I'm sorry. You've cracked your theory.
Good job. Nice try.
Yeah. Almost there, but not good enough. You can't outsmart the fat internet radio DJs. Or DJ.
Skinny guy.
Yeah, DT ain't fat because he is fat as hell, boy.
Thank you, though.
We'll be right back on the other side of this. And guess what? It's Gavin DeGraw's got a new song. I got to get to it. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by 123print.com through the 123print banner on our website. If you need high quality, fast service to fill your printing needs, 123print is the place for you. Wedding invitations, holiday party invitations, business cards, flyers, door hangers, t-shirts, sea sponges. No, I'm sorry, they don't sell sea sponges. If you want to represent yourself in the best way possible with quality-induced way, get yourself over to 123print through the banner on our website, 123print.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate that, boys. I love the group effort. You know, it's almost like we never had that before. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Whoa. I am going to get some.
I'm not going to lie. I loved when you guys used to do, like, the interactive bits with all three of you guys.
Yeah, we did that a long time ago.
Back shoot in the, you in your chest. I'll wet ya.
Yeah, we
so
did
So I was trying to bring them back when I came.
Yeah.
And some people just never got it.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't know who you're talking about. All right, so Gavin DeGraw, ladies and gentlemen, has come out with Fire. It's
wow.
This new city, new song. Mute that because it's a commercial. I'm sorry. Fire. Gavin DeGraw has played. Lip, you can bring it back up now. This is Gavin DeGraw's latest track called Fire. Of course, I'm going to let y'all listen to a little bit of it right here towards the end of the show. I love it. Gavin DeGraw, Fire.
Oh, if there's one thing to be taught, is dreams are made to be caught, and friends can never be bought. Doesn't matter how long it's been, I know you'll always jump in, cause we don't know how to quit. Let's start a riot tonight, ooh, a pack alliance tonight. In this world, he who stops won't get anything he wants. Play like the top 1% till nothing's left to be spent. Take it all, ours to take, celebrate, because we are the champions, setting it off again. Oh, we on fire, we on fire. Running our own campaign, doing the whole shebang. Oh, we on fire, we on fire.
Get up. Now that's, it just makes you want to go run a marathon. Let it play in the background, lip, don't it? Don't
man,
it just get
I'm
you hyped up?
I'm just hyped.
Man! And he's got, the video is amazing about, it's showing pictures of teams and people like, you know, doing life, like life-dangering stunts and stuff like that.
Okay.
I haven't dug into this song because I just saw it. I tried to get to it last week. I bought it, of course, on iTunes. And I ordered it through FatGuyRadioShow.com, the Amazon MP3 store, because I wanted to get it on iTunes so I could have it on my laptop, and my Amazon account puts it on all of my other devices. So I downloaded it through FatGuyRadioShow.com, through Amazon MP3, boom, right there, and I've been rocking out to it ever since. Gavin DeGraw, he's done it again right here. Lip.
We are the champions.
So I'm listening to this.
Yeah.
And like that hook right there, like, it's perfect. I like the beat, the tempo of it, I can make videos to where I put pictures to music and like make like nice little videos and video to music and whatnot. This is the perfect for like the NBA's where amazing happens.
There you go.
Like I can just see this on like NBC, like,
or the promo for the All-Star game.
For the All-Star game.
Yeah,
for,
screw you, Pitbull. We nominate Gavin DeGraw.
I can hear this play being played for hockey, baseball, any sport, really. Like, I could just, like, especially baseball, because the claps in there, like, you can just pair with a nice home run, like it's just, there's just perfect spots for everything.
I might have to let my GCU boys know about this song. Maybe this could be their intro.
That'd be dope.
Onto the court. And they start playing this.
That'd be Gavin propane DeGraw, right there.
He's done it again. The boy is a genius. Lip. There's still more. Okay, there's like 40, 30 seconds more. And I want the rest. I want all Gavin. Don't fade out. Rule on the show. Brand new rule on the show. We never fade out Gavin. He plays from beginning to the end. No Gavin song, whether you put it in the break music or whatever, we never fade it out. All right, there we go. Now we can fade it out because it's over. Gavin fades out his tracks. He fades out his own music on Fat Guy Radio Show. Who are we to fade out Gavin DeGraw on Fat Guy Radio Show? Can we agree upon that?
I can agree on that.
Thank you very much. Can we have a big meeting here? Everybody, all the important players, say aye.
I'm in.
Aye.
Any opposers are probably working somewhere else. All right, folks. We got to get to this before the end of the show, but it is the segment that is sweeping the nation. I know I almost detailed. You thought I wasn't going to get to it today, but I am, because it's something that's important, and it was a little lighthearted, but it is What the Hell is Corey Tweeting right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com with Sexy Mocha Cub.
And today on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting?
What is that voice?
The real Corey Blaze at Corey Blaze 2 days ago tweeted out.
2 days!
Everyone's got a dream.
Yes.
But KNOW is sleeping. Oh. Pound.
Oops.
Think on it.
Okay.
What the hell were you tweeting?
Yeah, you and Kathy both called me on that. Okay, so it was a bad tweet because it was in the heat of the moment. What I was trying to say is that everybody's got a dream, but no one is sleeping.
Okay. See, now when you change, I knew I figured that's what you meant. I figured that the second no was supposed to be one.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got fat fingers, so you hit more than one number at a time.
I got over auto-corrected. My fingers, I had just had chicken, and my fingers were really lubidious at the time. So what I was trying to say is that everyone's got a dream, but nobody is sleeping. Translation, everybody's got a great idea, but no plan to execute it.
Mm. And actually, that's pretty true.
I know, right? So see, now the cathartic comes out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my fingers were so fat I couldn't tweet properly.
Well, now that we know what the hell Corey's tweeting.
Does that answer your question, DT and Kathy? Went to his Corey tweet. I love it when Kathy goes into my Twitter and she hashtags it, copies you in and says, oh, hashtag what the WH Corey is tweeting. Because, you know, Kathy, she won't put in what the hell. Kathy, it's H-E-L-L. So how about if I call you on that? Kathy. I'm kidding, Kathy. I love you very much. Thank you so much for shopping on Amazon. She is slowly slipping into the P1 spot.
Oh, yeah?
Listener Gail, better watch out. Because listener Kathy is on her ass coming up with the one with the retweets and the shares. And she's part of the Gavin fan, so you know she's listening right now. And she was on fire. I can guarantee you when we were playing that song, she was dancing.
Probably.
I guarantee you she was dancing. Kathy, I hope you weren't driving when you was dancing. But, you know, I tried driving when I listened to Gavin too, and I ended up dancing as well. But that's what I was trying to say. And what the hell is Corey tweeting? I was trying to say everybody's got these great ideas, but nobody has a way to execute these great ideas. Translation, everybody's got a dream, but no one is sleeping. Because you can't have a dream if you don't go to sleep.
Yeah, you can't.
Right?
You can't.
Man, that's a deep moment.
Lip, unless you're daydreaming.
Lip, what do you have to say about it?
Good job.
All right, folks, that's all we have for today. Sorry we ran out of time. We'll get to Justin Bieber next week. All right, folks, today's show was brought to you by the Amazon Labor Day deals. Through the special banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, everything you need and more to celebrate your Labor Day festivities. Shop around now, all through FatGuyRadioShow.com, Amazon, number one way we power this show, and we thank you.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email Kaneet info@BDBRadioNetwork.com.
We're on Facebook, Kaneet, Twitter, and Instagram, Kaneet. Spread the word about the show, Kaneet. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Kaneet. Stream the show through Stitcher Radio, Kaneet. And catch our live show replay, Kaneet, on our executive.
On our executive
Kaneet exclusive Kaneet. Fat Guy Radio Show
Vimeo Kaneet page. After the level, Kaneet, a blog by Corey Blaze.
Kaneet
is my now monthly blog. Oh, God, boy. I really need to get it together. Next week, it'll be my yearly vlog. There's just so much going on in my life. I can't get to it.
Kaneet.
After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. Check it out on afterthelevels.com or click the banner link on our website, Kaneet. For Philippians and DT, I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people!
Kaneet.
Kaneet. Fit in big boy's pants.
See you at the top.
We already know you're fat, so listen, like, and laugh. Everybody, see you at the top.
Bye-bye. Kaneet, Kaneet, Kaneet.
Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Gotta remind you about FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsors. Get over there now, FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor, and tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.
One, yeah, we need to buy this though.